What, as you understand it, is the latest situation with regards to Charlie's future?
To be honest, I wake up in the middle of the night with Charlie Austin in my head, like, you know what I mean? It's waking me up at the moment. But no, listen, he scored 18 goals in the Premier League last season, so it's always good to be at a club where people are, you know, one of your players is in demand. The latest for us is that, you know, Charlie's a Queen's Park Rangers player until someone meets the valuation what the club have set on his head, and if someone meets that valuation, then it's down to Charlie to whether he wants to leave the club and go or not.
How much firm interest have you had from other clubs about Charlie?
I think everybody knows that there's been lots of rumours in the papers, but we've only had two firm bids, and wouldn't say they've been turned down. We've spoken to the clubs, but they've not actually met the valuation of what the club valued Charlie at. So for that reason, Charlie's still a Queen's Park Rangers player.
15 million is the figure that everyone seems to be talking about. Is that what your figure is? That's what you're hoping to get?
Yeah, I think, being realistic at, when you look at Benteke, what Benteke went for, and people like that, you know, Jordan Rose is in the Championship, and they turned down 13 million the other day. So I don't think we're pricing him out of the market. I just think it's a true valuation of what the player that someone's coming to buy.
Do you expect someone to be offering that in the near future? I know it's difficult for you to say from another club's perspective, but from what you've known from this situation, are you expecting that to happen?
I think what you see with any situation, with all the players in the Premier League, that the Premier League's assessed their teams for the first few weeks of the season, and they know that they've got 2 weeks or a week to play, and then you see a lot of transfers done in the last week of the season. I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but I'm gearing myself up for that.
Is that almost the worst case scenario, the sort of last ditch rush for a new player? And obviously if that happens, you're sort of left with the money but without an opportunity to spend it.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's great for the team that's selling if they've got everything they want in place, because then they can sit there and demand what they want and say, okay, it can happen last day of the season because we know we've got our squad. But when you haven't fully got your squad, then if it happens in the last week, then you're scrambling around, and the money that you've received for someone, everyone else knows you need someone else. So they're going to inflate the prices of their players. So that's the dilemma we're in. But we'll get there. We'll get there in the end.
A lot of people are speaking as though it is an inevitability that he will leave. But from what you're saying, it does sound as though there is still hope, and maybe even a bigger chance than people realise, that he still might be a QPR player come September.
Yeah, we're certainly hoping so. It's not a foregone conclusion that he will go. But the rumours won't stop until the transfer window closes.
And if that happens, obviously with it being the last year of his contract as well, efforts would be made thereafter to, I'm sure, secure him onto a longer-term deal to preserve his value as well, I suppose, most importantly.
That's what we'd hope to do, yeah.